This is the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Today we hear Jesus announce that his hour has finally arrived, and the Almighty Father's voice is heard. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build the virtue of fraternity so we can build friendships that can help lead other men to Christ. We'll also reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to seek the virtue of generosity from the Holy Spirit so he can persistently pray that all people will be converted to Jesus Christ and his Holy Catholic Church. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find a full transcript nearby or at everycatholicman.com. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 20 through 33. Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew went with Philip, and they told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there shall my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing by heard it and said that it had thundered. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself." He said this to show by what death he was to die. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's see what Jesus is accomplishing in today's Gospel reading. After raising Lazarus from the dead and being anointed by Lazarus' sister Mary, Jesus makes his triumphal entry into Jerusalem at the Passover. The likely date, April 3rd, 33 AD. Purposefully entering Jerusalem in a highly provocative and symbolic way as a king to announce the salvation of his coming kingdom, Jesus initiates his final confrontation with the Jewish and Roman leaders, through which he will accomplish his saving passion and the resurrection. In a preview how all men will be drawn to Jesus, Greeks approach Philip, who was to later evangelize in Greece, seeking an audience with Jesus. When Philip and Andrew give the request to Jesus, he responds with the momentous announcement, quote, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." Throughout John's Gospel, Jesus has repeatedly, prophetically announced his hour, which is now revealed in his passion and resurrection. We see that in the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verse 4, chapter 4, verse 23, chapter 5, verse 25, and chapter 7, verse 30. Jesus mysteriously confirms his death. He refers to a seed that dies and loses its life, and reveals that his death will yield great fruit, and that his followers must imitate him by being willing to give up their own lives. Anticipating the agony in the garden of his passion, Jesus is troubled, but resolutely calls to God the Father confirming Jesus' absolute commitment to do the Father's will. Stunning and confusing the crowd, God the Father's voice is heard, which confirms Jesus will be glorified by the Father in this hour. Jesus then reveals his hour, or his passion, will bring judgment upon the world, and that Satan, the ruler, will be defeated, and that all men will be drawn to him. Following this gospel reading, in the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 34 through 43, which are omitted from the liturgy, the Jewish crowd confronts Jesus with disbelief, and he withdraws into hiding, preparing for the passion. In his gospel, John confirms the cowardice of the many authorities who feared the punishment of the Pharisees through the 800-year-old prophetic words of Isaiah. These cowards preferred, quote, the praise of men more than the praise of God. Well, let's see how a man can grow in awe of Jesus Christ by reflecting upon today's gospel. Be amazed by how Jesus heroically faces his coming crucifixion. With perfect perseverance and courage, which are parts of fortitude, Jesus continues to publicly preach despite knowing his death is imminent. Jesus demonstrates the virtue of charity, teaching men about sacrifice by his perfect example of sacrifice. Jesus admits his sorrow, but demonstrates the power of faith, though he does not need faith because he is at one with the Father. And he offers God the Father a public act of gratitude, which is a part of justice. Jesus' act of gratitude is immediately rewarded when the Father speaks the words of praise for the Son for all to hear. Let's see how a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Draw men to Jesus through fraternity and friendship. Realize, despite the seeming rejection of Jesus by men who are lukewarm, neglectful, or rebellious, Jesus' call to draw all men to himself remains true. Believe. Reflect upon Christ's call to all men. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 542, 662, 786, and 1428. Pray. Jesus, divine King, help me build the virtue of fraternity, a part of justice. So I build fraternity with a few and friendships with many, always seeking to draw men closer to you, even those who seem unwilling or unlikely to respond. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Pray for all men to be converted to Christ and his holy Catholic Church. Realize, while Jesus was murdered through the acts of some Jewish leaders and some Romans, there were also Jewish leaders in Jerusalem who loved and defended him, and many Romans will be among the first Christian martyrs. Believe. Reflect upon the truth that Jews are not collectively responsible for Jesus' death. See the Catechism, paragraph 595 through 597 and 839. Pray. Holy Spirit, give me the fruit of generosity, so I regularly pray for all to be converted to Christ and to be received into your holy Catholic Church. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness. And here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, build the virtue of fraternity so you can build friendships with many and draw men to Jesus Christ and his holy Catholic Church. And second, seek the fruit of generosity from the Holy Spirit so you can persistently pray that all people be converted to Jesus and his holy Catholic Church. Well, thanks for listening to the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen too by sending them a link to this podcast. It's an easy way to help do your duty to draw others to Jesus Christ and his holy Catholic Church. If you're ready to take the next step, go to EveryCatholicMan.com. There you'll find an extensive library and many tools that will help you grow in holiness and happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic Father. Until next time, never forget that Jesus has called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.